I thought I was very unsuccessful in England. I was doing all sorts, and I was performing poetry at punk gigs and everything when I was younger, back in England. And I left. I came to where my family's land. So I was an Irish immigrant. I came over here. I'm in the west of Ireland. I have the Atlantic Ocean behind me. If there's a domino effect, feck, I hope it starts here. Because we've got, you know, America behind us and a lot of water. And if every single person just does their own thing and there's millions and millions and millions of domino effects going on all over the place, geez, this whole system's going to collapse very quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's all gone quiet. Mm. Max, I tell you what, we have definitely got a radio station here. Ollie, we have a radio station here. Zen, we have a radio station here that really, really, I feel, wants to get involved with this Full Circle project. However, I'm also contacting other radio stations around the globe, if you like. Wouldn't it be great if we all of us, Freedom Radio in America, us here in Ireland, everywhere, wherever they may be, Critical Mass in the UK, if we all had updates from you, had a Full Circle project show or an update every so often, keep everybody informed.
That's something I actually want to incorporate into the website, Sean. I want to perhaps once every 2 weeks or once a month, mm-hmm, to be able to have a panel where I have myself and perhaps Olay or Zen or Ken or anybody who wants to sit into it, where we can sit there and field questions, offer advice, discuss the project, discuss Brilliant. Certain initiatives people may be taking that we're getting feedback on and what's working and what isn't, and just to help people be able to connect and offer them a little bit of advice if they need it, you know.
And in effect, you've been doing...
Sorry, we want to have it so that people, when they sign up to the connector, they can list their skills. Perhaps you're a skilled in IT, perhaps you're a lawyer, perhaps you're a builder, perhaps you're whatever. List what your skills are and what resources you've got. Like, I know a person who's wants to start a permaculture community in France. I've got another guy who wants to start one in Croatia. So you might want to be involved in something like that. There's all sorts of projects you can get involved in. So, yeah, we want to have this sort of a thing where it's an online sort of a forum, like maybe Google Hangouts or something. Mm. I don't know how we'll work it out yet, but something.
It sounds great. I mean, you guys... You guys really do that anyway, don't you? I mean, right. Max, you've been involved in so many talks. Oh, sorry, I'm talking over you. I didn't realize. Sorry. We're having a little bit of problems with our Skype call.
No, that's all good, Sean. There might be a little bit of a delay.
That's what it was.
A little bit of connection dropouts here. Are you hearing me okay?
We are. I thought you had finished there, sorry, and I started to talk. So my apologies about that, Max.
Oh, that's all good, but yeah, it's just a way of linking things up. But we want to be able to have this online forum at least once every couple of weeks or once a month, mm-hmm, so that we can field questions and people can get to know us as well. People can get to speak to us and offer advice and see what things are working and just give people updates on the project and where it's going.
Brilliant. I think that's very, very important. And I do feel yourself, Max, you've been doing that really anyway. With your shows, with the Crow House, you definitely have been doing that over the years and sitting in on other panels as well and you know, sharing those words of wisdom, etc. I think it is important for people to have updates because, as you say, if people feel alone, if every couple of weeks they're able to sort of, you know, see how other people are getting it together, see how other people are grouping it together and maybe not feel so alone, that's got to be a plus.
Well, yeah, but again, I mean, just when it's needed as well, because, I mean, I want to create a project that doesn't need me. This is about empowerment of the individual. It's about getting people motivated into action themselves. And once we put this in place and it starts to flow, then I shouldn't really be needed. Hopefully I'll make myself redundant. I'll create a movement that has no leader, that isn't a movement, that leads itself by the individual groups that form within it. And the ideas they put forward, you have a common area where they can go. They can go, hey, look, we just did this in our community and it worked. Mm-hmm. Here's the methodology we used. Now everybody can grab that. They can do that in their own communities. And then if people, you know, really want to see me or talk to me or talk to Ule or talk to Zan or Ken or whoever is involved in it, then, you know, we'll set these panels up so we can do it. But mm-hmm, ultimately it's got to be a self-perpetuating thing that people aren't spending too much time online, looking at us online and expecting us to come and heal things. People have to get motivated on the ground in their own community. I can't stress this enough. I want a website that's interactive, but not a website that keeps people there stuck on the website.
Yeah.
Sitting there in chat forums and talking about all this. We've talked about it for 10 years. We can see the problem and we need to address it at its root cause. We need to do it now. And that requires strong action and a strong communal response. So what we're trying to do here is create a mechanism whereby that can happen.
Absolutely. And Paul Clark is saying in the chat room, maybe we need a worldwide boycott. Not easy for everybody to do that, you know, to hit them in the pocket and to withdraw from the banks and the systems and all that. The masses can't really do that. But there are projects that we could all get together just to awaken those people to where the system is affecting and controlling them and brainwashing them, etc. And, you know, your AV6 gig recently, with, you know, over in England with Ian Crane and all the other fantastic speakers, that's the type of thing that we need to be promoting and making sure that people do have a place to go to ask questions, to share their ideas as well. I think that's important. But mainly, like you say, to get active themselves and get out there and create. Because you say, you know, I want this vehicle to make me redundant. It'll only be redundant if you create that and make that happen. And that's what you're doing, isn't it?
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, I don't want to have to nanny people through it. It's about people getting motivated themselves. It really is. This can't be stressed enough. We've got to have positive action. I mean, yeah, I'm happy to come and give updates and all sorts of stuff like that, but it's got to be something that motivates people on the ground. This is where the attention is needed. You know, step into your heart space and stop being afraid of this system. It's just a meme. It's just an idea.
Yeah.
And if you can link up your communities in a positive manner, we can make some real progress with this. And that's what it's all about, you know. You know, we can't be led out of this by anybody but ourselves. And it's time for people to step up to the plate. It really is.
Absolutely. I want to ask you guys a question. All three of you could answer this individually if you can. A lot of my friends who have recently started listening to my show and that type of thing, and family who've started listening to the show, they're quite fearful, and you know, because I was quite a demonstrative young lad, you know, I was arrested at demonstration, things like that when I was younger. They fear that they might get into that situation. Okay, not that they would, but that they might have police hassle for just speaking the truth. Okay, so and they warn me, oh Sean, you're not safe, and all this type of stuff. You know, it's fear, fear, fear all the time. So guys, I want to ask you, Max, you've been at this ages. Ollie, you come out with some incredible things. Zen, I've looked at your website. Jesus, you're in the same boat. Have you had police harassment?
Look, not really. I just don't seem to call it in. You know, I have little bits here and there, but no, I've never had any police harassment for what I do or what I say.
Right.
I think it would be the worst thing they could possibly do because it would bring attention to it.
Brilliant. No, I'm asking that because I want to know. Do you know what? I want you to say no, really. I want them to say, I'm hoping that you haven't had any problems. Zen, how did you get on? Have you been getting on?
No. I think that, I don't want to sound like ethereal serial, but the higher your vibration, the less interference you're going to be getting.
Yay! That is true.
It is the truth, and it's not, you know, some far off new age thing. It's you operating at a high frequency. This kind of stuff will not notice you as much, will not affect you as much. And I know I'm under attack. I can feel stuff going on all the time, but thankfully, because I'm motivated and I work hard at my passion, I can't stop. I mean, there's no choice involved, but I've not had any run-ins, even when I've had to go back to the States. I live down in South America, and when I need to go there and to see my kids or something, and I feel protected, I'm not worried about it.
Brilliant.
Of course, I really check it out. I'm not careless about where I go, what I do, but I've had no run-ins. But I'm very aware that I'm monitored. And
Asher, aren't we all monitored?
Yeah.
Very aware one's coming.
but as far as a direct run-ins, no. But there's definite. You're aware of it, but it's out there. As long as you stay you know, people really don't need to be afraid. I mean, I'd be afraid if I wasn't doing something. I would have fear if I wasn't activated. I would bring the house down on my own self if I didn't do what I know I'm being called to do. And I think that calling is going out to a whole lot of people now.
Yeah.
They need to move with it. It's the safest thing they can do is be active, be responsible, you know, take responsibility. You have the ability to respond. And the calling is out, and it's time for us to rise to the occasion.
Yes, absolutely. Ollie, I know that you have so many incredible stories that you tell and conspiracies that you shine the light on. Have you had any hassle at all in the being locked up for it type of way?
I must say yes in the beginning. Okay. I had two friends that was murdered, and I left Sweden and so on. But that was in the years when I was fearful, and I believe that the structure behind the New World Order, there's a major reason for why they're trying to get us in fear mode all the time, mm-hmm. and keep us there. They want us with our heads down in the dirt so that we're so shaking and fearful that they can control us, mm-hmm. because they know if we're not fearful, they can't reach us. They cannot get to us. So I know I'm under attack from time to time. I know that I'm a pain in the butt for them. And that's my big pleasure. I mean, that is my aim, to be a major boil in the butt. But in love.
Yeah.
And what I do is I on a daily basis, I fill my heart with gratitude for all the beauty I have in my life, for everything I have to be grateful for. And by doing that and trying to do good, be good to everything and everyone that I meet, I lift the energy, I lift myself, and I feel safe.
Mm-hmm.
I sometimes get scared. I mean, in some situations, I can get scared. But I also know if I get scared, the chances of me getting hurt is so much bigger. So I always try to get back in balance. Try to see the divine in the other one, if somebody's shouting at me or pointing a gun or something, I try to keep my mind in, I keep repeating the word divine. When I look at this screaming face, I just, divine, 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 he's divine, he's my brother, he's somebody's son, to keep my mind out of fear mode. Mm. And when I do that, if I can manage to do that, every single time so far, it's almost like a miracle that in a few minutes down the line, we become friends. You know, they come and think that they can control me or scare the crap out of me. And then it ends up with them 10 minutes later offer me their business card saying, please give me a call if you have any problems or can I drive you anywhere or something. You know, this type of thing. But if you get fearful, I would say take a step back. Regroup yourself, get back in balance, and then take a step forward. Don't take steps forward in fear or in violence, because then it can go ugly.
Absolutely. I mean, Dot in the chat room is saying there are activists getting Garda harassment here now. And what's happening all over Ireland, Ollie, is that, you know, corporate and Garda Síochána police are actually protecting the installation of really dangerous, disgusting smart meters into people's homes, and that's really, really out of order. And so the people are understanding that they don't want these smart meters in. They're trying to stop the Irish Water people from putting them into the ground, etc. And therefore, there is a big standoff and a fight going on. And activists are getting, Garda harassment, but also Garda are also getting activist harassment. So it really is a fearful, nasty, horrible situation that everybody is in. On top of that, you know, people who are speaking out against things, in the courts are getting trouble. But I suppose if you do walk into the lion's den, you are going to get a bit of trouble, you know? So we have to get into that non-state of fear or state of divine, as you say, Ollie. Are you there, guys? Hello? Oh, it looks like I'm going to have to pop on a tune.
It's not a time for wuss. I mean,
Ollie, you're breaking up an awful lot there and we can't hear you. So I'm going to pop on a tune and then try and call you back. Okay.
Sean?
Yes, Ollie. Are you there? Okay. Yeah, I'll put a tune on, guys.
I was just going to say that this is, we are, can you hear me?
You're breaking up a lot, Ollie, but if you want to go for it, go for it. Hello? Okay, I'm going to put on a tune. We do have a bit of problems with the internet connection. I'm going to put on The Cure and Primary. Welcome back to Out of the Bag. This is Sean Maguire live on People's Internet Radio. That's www.peoplesinternetradio.com, where we are seeking solutions. And I hope I have a connection back with the lads there, Max, Zen and Ollie. Are you still with me?
Yeah, we are. Can you hear us a bit better now?
We can hear you much better now. That's brilliant. That's brilliant.
Now listen, actually, I've got someone here who is... just a common everyday person, but she's actually the coordinator of the Full Circle Project. It's been helping out massively. We wouldn't actually be here if it wasn't for Louise.
Okay.
And she'd like to actually say a few words, if that's all right.
Absolutely.
Regarding the Full Circle Project. So we want to pass the mic over to her for a moment. This is actually Louise's radio debut, I believe.
Oh, you don't know that. But it's true.
So this is Louise.
Brilliant.
Hi, Sean.
Hi, Louise, and welcome to Out of the Bag on People's Internet Radio. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I know this is really unexpected, and the guys are showing slight concern. I popped up and said, because I have a minute. But I just want to say that the conversation and the work that we've been doing here and over the past few months, it's really generating an energy that I feel very, very deeply inside me. I'm sitting here now because I wanted to offer a few words of encouragement for people who are perhaps stepping into areas that they've been reluctant to do so previously. But the energy that I've been feeling that's being created by this dynamic is incredibly powerful in a way which is at the same time is very healing. And I feel this also a vehicle, aside from all the other things that we've been touching on, the fact that it can offer so much healing for people on a personal level and on a planetary level and on the scale of humanity, I think it really can't be overlooked or understated. Mm-hmm. And I'm particularly feeling at this point as I sit here and I'm shaking like a leaf.
Oh, well, don't be. Don't
jumping out of my chest. But I really want to call on women and on mothers.
Yes.
That this is a time to step up for life. That's my feeling. That's what I see. That's what I hear. All these, good warriors that have been out there highlighting the truths and helping us sort the wheat from the chaff. What we're facing here is a kind of life and death situation. Mm-hmm. I don't want to make it sound dire. In fact, I think it brings a certain magic to what we're doing.
Yes, it makes it so important, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think because this really brings life back into our day-to-day living as well, and gives us reason to celebrate, which has also been denied us for a long time.
Absolutely.
So I just wanted to step in at this point and show that I may not actually have balls, but certainly we have hearts, and hearts are needed in this battle.
Well, do you know what I've been saying it for ages, Louise? Come on, women, we need you.
Yeah.
We need all of you.
Well, I would say that we're all needed, and I'm feeling so much support from the guys here in the room and other men in other places that I've been able to contact through this wonderful vehicle for connectivity. And they're so, so supportive of women. I feel this is the time that we can step forward. We can let go of our older roles. And we can step into and demonstrate a new model with the full support of these good men. It's not a weak role that they could take in supporting us. It's an incredibly strong and necessary one. So, yeah.
Well sorry, Louise, how shaky are you? Because you have a fantastic voice for radio and you should have your own show.
Yeah. Well, I've got a lot to do in the background, so thank you.
You are welcome.
As long as it's a message that can reach as many people as possible, because it's a great party and everyone's invited, so come and join.
Absolutely. Well, listen, I've actually got people in the chat room already saying that they're joining the Full Circle Project right now, so...
That's great. Louise is a powerhouse, Sean. She really is. She's been such a massive help to me. Yeah. In keeping this project going, because I've been so busy over the last 12 months, and it was kind of unofficially put there out as an idea for people to just connect to about 12 months ago, and Louise has been such a support.
And if you'd have seen the chat room, sorry,
we've got all these people here. None of us come from Spain. We got Zen here from Uruguay. I'm here from Australia. We've got Ollie here from Denmark. We've got Louise from England, and we're all meeting with this dynamic that's just been created, and we're all just fully buzzing from it. Like it's just created this vibration. It's amazing. It really is. And it has so much potential. So Yeah, I think the future looks really bright actually from this point. So, but Louise has been great, and thanks for having her on. That's really good.
Louise, you're welcome to come on anytime.
This is who answers the emails that anyone sends to the Full Circle Project. It's Louise that answers them.
Brilliant. Yeah, well, listen, Louise is welcome on Out of the Bag at least any time she wants, and I'm sure she would be on any other show as well. And Carrots in the chat room says, Louise is a natural. Ask her to do a slot on PIR, Sean. And I put, I will. And then people underneath are going, yes, do it now. Do it now. So obviously you are busy and you've got a lot to do, but Jesus, people want to hear you.
Well, there you go. She'll come on. No problem, mate. I'll connect you up with her on Skype and you can hook her up and she can give you a few updates about some of the initiatives we're doing and where it's all going.
Brilliant, brilliant. Just to back people up, you know, there are some fantastic women out there. I mean, Laurie herself, who is the mainstay behind People's Internet Radio, she's out there in Scotland. You know, God, is there a stronger woman than Laurie? I'm not quite sure. Maybe Louise is one. Paul Clark in the chat room is saying, Louise, my house is full of strong women.
That's good. That's good. What's what we need? You know, I've said so often, you know, the women need to stand up and call their men home.
Yeah.
They do, you know, they need to call them home. They need to stand up to this as well. We need the balance of the divine masculine and the divine feminine, but we need the balance, yeah. This has been the whole truth movement, the whole alternative movement has been very male dominated, and a lot of good women in there, but it's predominantly male dominated. We need to get some women in there, and I think this is the time, and this is a vehicle they can use to do it.
Yeah. AB6 actually, Sean, had several women presenters, and Ian commented, he said he thinks it was the most women presenters he's seen at an alternative conference.
Oh, is that why Max liked it better than any other event? Sorry, I'm only joking.
But seeing that come forward in people like Louise and others who are activating and taking this call to step up.
Absolutely.
It's a beautiful thing to witness.
It is. It's a beautiful thing. It's really scary for men as well. When you get an empowered women activist up there, it really, really scares the hell out of the men.
Does it?
They don't know what to do against it.
I love them.
So
we need to get
some of these women empowered, you know.
I love seeing a woman being passionate and talking and all that. Behind me, I have a fantastic wife. If I, Jean Mack, how she copes with me, I don't know.
yeah, that's the thing. You get a strong woman standing up against a political system, and these politicians, they start peeing their pants. They don't like it at all.
No, exactly. I don't mind them being scared by strong women.
Well, yeah, but it's a scary thing. It is a scary thing. An empowered woman. You get some of these mothers that see their children in threat, and they stand up and look what they can do. I mean, these women move mountains. Like Pippa King has had legislation changed in England.
Yeah.
And look at Erin Brockovich just as an example. I mean, look what this woman did. An empowered woman can move mountains. The problem is that they haven't been supported by their men in doing so. So we need to be supportive of this, and we need to bring them into the fold because we need this balance. We really need these girls to get on board.
We do. But in Ireland, it is happening. It really is. I mean, Dot says the water protests are at least half women. It really is incredible, and I'm meeting some very, very strong, passionate, wonderful people, and they're doing some amazing things out there, you know, and getting politically activated and getting involved in their communities, and it's just amazing. It really is. I mean, there's a lot of us fellas who've starting to put our feet up and going, yay, go women.
Well, we need to get them on the air and talk a bit more like Louise. So
we do. I'm praying that we're going to have more radio presenters that are female. And that would draw in the female audience, hopefully.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. Absolutely.
So, guys, Louise obviously has been looking after you. And, you know, I hope you haven't been getting her to do all the menial tea making facility things and all that type of stuff. I think Ollie's about time you made the tea. But it really is wonderful to have you guys all together. This is something that you know, when I advertised the fact that you three were coming on the show, it was like, what? Together? Why is that? And you know, it couldn't have for me, it just felt absolutely right. If there could only be three people, when Ollie mentioned this to me a couple of weeks ago, that you were all going to be meeting up and the possibility of coming on the show, I just thought, wow. Now, if that's not something that people who listen to your stuff, Max, listen to you, Ollie, and I know you got loads of supporters. Zen, I know you have plenty of supporters. Now, if all of those, you've automatically brought, you know, three groups together without even trying.
Well, yeah, that's what we need to do. You know, it's really important that people see the alternative media isn't a competition. It's a collaboration. And it's time we put all that stuff down and pull our differences down and collaborate.
Yeah.
And show that there can be some unity. Because, you know, if we can't unite and we can't respect each other's research, well, how can we expect the world to do anything? How can we expect them to unite or get on board?
Absolutely.
You know, show we respect each other. And we're all fighting the same battle here.
Yeah.
So why any need for disunity, you know?
And we've all got our own gifts, haven't we? I mean, as I said, I'm not really a radio host per se. Although 4 years down the road, bloody hell, am I still at it? I'm a performing poet. And when I get out there on stage and I have people listening to me poetry and talking about it and coming up and asking me what was the inspiration for that or I like that or, you know, that's the way I get my message across. And Ollie's doing it in his inimitable way. Max, you're doing it. Zen, you're doing it. Louise has just done it. You know, it's really, really important that we get our gifts that we've got, our natural abilities, and get it out there and share. And then, believe it or not, you know, when we need people who are strong physically around us, they will appear. They will be there and they will help us. If we need someone who wants to stand up and be verbal and eloquent and passive language and make it work, those people are there too. It's really important that we know and utilize each other's gifts and share.
Yeah, and it's important we get involved. A wonderful quote by Plato, the price of apathy is to be ruled by evil men. The price of apathy towards political affairs is to be ruled by evil men. And that's the problem that we're in. We can't view this with apathy anymore. We've got to pay attention to political affairs.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to pay attention to the fact that this world's run by criminals. Call it for what it is. And we can get motivated. We can stand up. And now's the time to do it. All the tools we need are there. And the ones that aren't there are being created as we speak. It's all happening. It's all organic. All it needs is people's hearts now. Just get motivated and step into it. The time is now. Let's change things.
Yeah, absolutely. And we should. We've got to do that. Listen, we've got about 8 minutes left, and I'm just going to play a wee track before we finish off the hour. But is there anything that we've missed out or haven't said? I think we've covered pretty much everything. It's just lovely to hear you guys talk, to be honest, and I know people are on the same wavelength and really love hearing what you have to say. Ollie with his divine inspiration, Max, just sensibility, common bloody sense has been oozing from your crowhouse.com for fecking years, you know. And Zen, I missed you, really. And I've only been turned on to you by Ollie, and obviously I'm busy, but I've looked at your website. It's just dynamic. It's fantastic. And it, you know, it cuts the political and spiritual stuff, puts it all together, and it's a melting pot of knowledge and wisdom. So we've got
Zen's done a great job. He has.
Yeah.
I'm proud to be Zen's friend. Something we haven't mentioned on the show here, Sean, is the great job you do, brother.
Ah, no.
You've got a great radio show. You really do. You're a great radio host. You're a pleasure to talk to. You've reached a lot of people. And the alternative media has made a huge difference in all this, and it's you stepping up to the plate and even being willing to have guys like us on to talk about all this sort of stuff. I mean, you're doing a fantastic job, brother. So the praise doesn't only go to us. It goes to you as well. It goes to all of us because we're all in the same boat. We're all just people here. So pat yourself on the back, brother.
Well, listen, thank you. And maybe we should leave it there because I get emotional when people praise me.
Well, the problem is you're not here in the room with us, Sean. I don't know how that managed. I mean, you have to get it together next time, brother. Come to Spain for the show.
I would absolutely
love
that.
Can I just repeat again?
Yes.
Zen has come here from Uruguay to Spain.
Mm-hmm.
Max has come here from Australia to Spain. Luis is from England. I'm from Sweden, Denmark. We're all here in Spain. You're on an island.
Yes.
Look what we're creating here. It's like synergy. It's so much bigger than all of us.
Yes.
That each individuals, we put it together and it just booms.
That's fantastic.
This is the inaugural launch really here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's all coming together. This weekend that we've had here and this week we're having and the gathering we're having on Saturday, we're going to be discussing all of this with all sorts of people in Spain, including lawyers and political people and people with different influences in society that are all going to get to hear this concept and how to push it forward and this is a very, very exciting time. And it's all just come about organically. We didn't even really plan it. It just kind of happened. Yeah. We're all here. So let's do it, you know.
It looks like the darkness is closing in, but it's time to light up the landscape. You know?
Yes.
If the call isn't clear, the people don't know where to fight, who's the enemy. And people have been getting more pessimistic, feeling more oppressed, wondering, what can I do anything? And, man, there's so much each of us can do. But if we can provide a flare on the landscape and say, look, there's the castle wall. That's where the enemy is. That's where we need to go get the lights turned back on. And whatever we can do to provide that and help inspire it, it is an honor and a privilege, but it's happening organically. And once people get in touch with each other and see it for themselves, that these things are happening spontaneously, it is extremely empowering. But when they get in touch, man, that it's going to unleash so much energy, so much dynamism. I think it's going to really encourage a lot of people.
Absolutely. Listen, guys, it's been a pleasure, as always. And don't be strangers, individually or collectively. You are all welcome. And Louise, you're in that collectiveness now, okay? Let's make this happen. And I've a track to finish off the show. I want to thank you, Ollie Damigard, Max Egan, Zen Gardner, for coming on Out of the Bag. And Louise, I don't know your second name, but Louise, thank you so, so much. It's just been incredible. And as long as people out there see that they're not alone, that there are people who have been doing this for many years, you guys have been doing this for many years, for putting yourself forward, stepping up to the plate, as you say, Max, for saying the right things to the right people at the right times and trying with intent to change our world for the better. That is what you're doing, okay? And that's not another compliment. That's actually the facts. It's what you are doing. And the Full Circle Project, may more power to its elbows. And let's hope that the connectivity, that everybody gets connected with it, and that people really, really fly with it and make sure that we're all sharing. Because by sharing our information with each other, sharing our ideas with each other, you know, and even our mistakes that we've made over the years with each other, that's how we move forward and change the world for our children.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Well said.
Yeah.
So listen, guys, thank you so, so much for coming Out of the Bag. I'm going to finish with a track by my favorite band growing up. I used to see them loads and loads and loads. It's the Undertones. And you know what? It's Going to Happen. That's the name of the track. Guys, thank you so, so much. Yep. Love you loads.
Bye, Sean.
Bye-bye. Bye.